This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The website, klausfinancial.com. It's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, klausfinancial.com. Telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this morning here at the station are our good friends from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing fantastic. Malia, how are you doing this morning, Kyle?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you?
Doing real well. Where's CJ today? I thought we were going to talk to CJ was going to be joining us. Yeah.
I think there might be some green grass out there calling his name with little white balls, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yes. CJ decided, it's a good day to go golfing. So. But it's great to have both of you guys with us this morning. And don't forget, as we talk today on today's program, Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We do it each and every week. We'll actually look back at last week's in just a moment. But as you listen to the program, listen closely. Each week, you have a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to Olive Garden. I'll explain how you can win a little bit later on the program, but a tip is, of course, to listen closer to the shows, because typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up in this week's program. Before we get rocking and rolling on today's topic, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and give people last week's question and answer.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. And we want to just thank everybody again for being a regular listener. Our question last week was approximately how many dollars in assets are baby boomers going to transfer to their children and grandchildren in the next three decades? So if you remember last week, this is something that's being called the Great Wealth Transfer. And that answer is that baby boomers will transfer $30 trillion in assets to their children and beneficiaries over the next 30 years.
Wow. And that was last week's question. We'll have a new one this week as well. All you got to do to win is listen closely, and we'll tell you all the details a little later in the program. Telephone numbers for Klaus Financial, 442-5637, 442-5637, and online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Of course, we're all familiar, Klaus Financial, retirement planning. But part of, when it comes to retirement planning, financial planning is a big part of this. And of course, if you've got college-age kids, or even if you're smart, well before college-age kids, college planning is a pretty important financial consideration for a lot of people, isn't it?
It sure is, Sean. And really, we get questions oftentimes about how do I even navigate this? And I have to say, having four children myself, three who either just graduated or in college and one more ready to go out to college, I think we have a little bit of expertise in this area. We don't know it all. But that's why we have to work every day, because we have kids in college. So, and so for parents out there or grandparents, everybody wants to try to help the best way they can. But, we're not looking for everyone to sacrifice their entire retirement account just to make sure that their kids go to college. So we do spend some time saying and looking at best ways to perhaps try to fund this. And as you said, the earlier the better. That's always the case. But just to give everyone kind of like, how much does college even cost, and what are we talking about? The College Board last year released that the average cost of tuition and fees for 2016 to 2017 in the United States was $33,480 at private colleges and $9,650 for state residents at public colleges. So the point being this, and we're just talking tuition and fees. We're not covering room and board there. Mm. Just the tuition alone is close to $10,000. So the room and board at any institution out there at this point, it ranges from $10,000 to $20,000. So you're talking, if you're in Wisconsin, you're closer to the $10,000. If you're out east, you're closer to the $20,000 mark. And I like to always go backwards and say, well, how much did it cost in the past? And we go back and we talk about Harvard, because everyone's heard of Harvard. Mm-hmm. Back in 1870, it only cost $150 a year to go to Harvard. And today, just tuition is $43,000. So things have gone quite a bit in the upwards movement, and that's where we want to talk about what can you do today to help cover those costs. So the first thing I always tell people is you need to look at scholarships. Mm-hmm. What's out there for the merit? your kids or grandkids have done a good job in school, they need to start looking at scholarship opportunities. Even if the parents' income is too high, merit scholarships are out there. They're hard to find, but they're available. Sports scholarships, of course, are out there too, depending on the sport. But they really need to be looking at these as they're entering their sophomore and junior years of high school. And counselors are not always so great about bringing this information forward. So as parents and grandparents, you really need to be instrumental in doing that.
And Malia, I know, and Kyle, I know when I was in school, quite a few of my friends growing up in Waukesha, it's a University of Wisconsin, Waukesha, 2 year, and then a lot of them ended up right here in beautiful Madison after those 2 years and saved themselves a little bit of money. And that's not a bad plan either, is it?
No, it's not, because junior college, if we're talking about university costing, anywhere from $25,000 on up for room and board per year, if you can to do 2 years at a junior college, wow, you're going to save yourself a lot of money. And then as a junior, you could transfer in just about anywhere. It really gives you quite a bit of choice and obviously a lot of savings. So we really do say, if that's the right route for you and your family, consider that. And just make sure you actually leave the junior college to complete your university degree.
Yeah, and it's also quite the savings if you're still living at home with the parents. And
but
get
not
a
when
nice
you're
deal.
30. Don't stay with the parents
exactly.
till you're 30, okay?
Exactly. Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. It's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Got a lot of great information about Klaus Financial on the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 637, talking about college planning and navigating the system, something I think a lot of people have heard of, but they may not be completely familiar with, and this comes to that navigation part, which is those 529 plans. What are they, and what are some of the things people need to know about those?
Kyle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So 529 plans are probably the most common college savings plan nowadays. They're basically a account that allows you to put money into these accounts, and then they grow tax-free. So if the earnings are used for college. So that's a big, big plus for especially grandparents and parents to put money in. And it's also a neat little thing for kids. Some people say, I don't want to buy my kids toys every year for their birthday. Well, if you set up a 529 plan, you could have aunts, uncles, grandparents, whoever contribute to this for birthday presents or Christmas presents or anything like that. So they're very, very flexible in that realm. And also they allow you to put away a pretty good chunk of money as well. You can put up to $14,000 per year away without having to file a gift tax return. And if you're married, you can split that. It's called gift splitting. And a married couple can actually put $28,000 per year away without filing that gift tax return. So that can add up really quickly if you're able to do that and help the kids and grandkids out quite a bit.
And you mentioned, Kyle, a little bit about taxes. Malia, sorry to interrupt, but there's something to keep in mind there, isn't there?
Yeah, we have to remember that, as Kyle said, we can put away that amount of money, which is fabulous. But the second question is always, what can I deduct?
Yeah.
So 529 plans, we'll talk about something else in a minute, but 529 plans in themselves are not tax deductible. The earnings are exempt from, as Kyle said, federal tax, mm-hmm. And generally exempt from state tax when they're withdrawn, as long as they're used to pay for the qualified education expenses of the beneficiary. So just keep that in mind. Wonderful way to divert some of your income to help out your kids or grandkids, but it's not tax deductible.
And that leads to what we're going to talk about next, which is what happens if your child decides college isn't right for me. What happens with this money? We'll find out from Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite coming up next as Money in Motion continues with Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, KLAASfinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com, KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week this week. $25 gift card for Olive Garden is up for grabs. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Left off talking about some college savings plans, some opportunities there. And Malia, you kind of led right into what kind of the next question is going to be, which is, okay, so we save all of this stuff through some of these vehicles. What if the kid says, you know what, I want to take a different route. I want an apprenticeship or do something different. What then happens to that money?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. It's a great question, and it's something that obviously we always have to take into consideration, because a lot of times people love setting these up when their child is, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old, and who knows at that time if they're going to end up using this money for college or not. So the great thing about the 529s being so flexible is that, let's say you have one set up for your oldest daughter, and she decides that she's not going to go to school, she's going to go do something else. You could name either your other child, another beneficiary of the account, and just roll it into their 529 plan, and that wouldn't trigger any of the tax consequences or anything like that. So they're very flexible, and you can change beneficiaries as much as you'd like, and do all kinds of things like that, because it's still owned by whoever sets the account up for the benefit of the beneficiary. So the owner still has complete control over that, which is, again, a very nice thing. So,
what about with some of the other options there? I know there's a bunch of different things people need to know with those 529s as far as who operates them and some other points that people need to be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few different 529 plans. There's nationwide ones that many fund families would set up, but there's also some state-specific ones. In Wisconsin, there's two state-specific 529s. One is EdVest, and the other one is Tomorrow Scholar. So, and another great thing about these plans being supported by the state of Wisconsin is that any contributions made into these accounts are actually state income taxable deductions. So it's very nice. So we said, you know, typically they're not tax deductible for federal purposes, but if you use one of these two in Wisconsin, you could get the income deduction for on your state income taxes. So that's a big plus. And like we said, you still have full control over these accounts being the owner. It's also revocable. So if for any reason you decide that, you know what, I don't want to set this aside for the kids anymore, I need to use this money, you would have the option to do that. Now, if these accounts aren't used for those qualified education expenses like we were talking about, which is your room and board and things like that, that could trigger some tax and small penalties on those dollars. So we want to avoid that if possible. But if that's truly what you want to do, it is, you are able to pull that money out of there if you want to.
Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And you mentioned the couple of the state ones that I think the two that are offered here in Wisconsin, EdVest and Tomorrow Scholar. I think a lot of us have heard of that. Another one we often hear about is Coverdell. What is a Coverdell account?
Yes, yeah. Coverdells are they're not as popular as they used to be, but they're actually they're still useful, because 529 plans are only used for higher education, so college and things like that. But the Coverdell can be used for private school tuition, private school uniforms, things like that. There are some income limitations on that. So if you're AGI, adjusted gross income, if you're married, is more than $190,000. They're not going to let you contribute to it, but otherwise you can put up to $2,000 a year per beneficiary into these accounts. So they're kind of nice to have too. And again, it gives you that flexibility for private school tuition and things like that.
Very interesting vehicle there. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk about UGMA and UTMA. I know, I do. That's a great thing about having Malia and Kyle in with us. We'll explain what those are, and we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite of Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com is the website, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their phone number, 442-5637. 5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for the Olive Garden. As I mentioned, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning. We are talking about college savings plans, navigating that system. Talked about some of the ones that you may be a little more familiar with. As I was saying, one of the great things about having you guys on with us is you'll see things, you go, what the? It's way over my head. This UGMA, UTMA accounts. Explain, what are these things and what are some of the benefits for them?
Well, sometimes parents or grandparents tell us, we want to put money aside for our grandchildren, but we don't know that they're going to go to college, just like Kyle said, when they're young. And we don't want them to be forced to have to take it out for college. So what else can I do? And you can open up what's called a UTMA, Uniform Gift to Minors Act account, or a Uniform Transfer to Minors account. Again, you could even do this at your local bank. And those would be what we would call all-purpose savings and investment accounts. The deal on this, though, is that as the money comes out, there's no tax reduction for you. You can use it for whatever you want. So, for example, you want to buy a car with it. Your college age student wants to buy a car with it. It's under your control to allow that money to come out, and it doesn't have to be used for college. So they could use it for anything, and that's the point. Now, once they become age of majority in whatever state they're in, they do have full control of that money from that point forward. So keep that in mind. Somewhere between 18 and 21, that account goes from being owned by you directly to them. So keep that in mind if that's the direction you want to go. But it is an alternative to putting away specific money for college. Some other things we wanted to bring out this morning, too, is Kyle mentioned about being able to change the beneficiary on the 529 plan. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, you, too, since you're the owner of the account, you can always change it to yourself. And that's a great thing as adults decide, hey, I want to go back to school and I want to get a second degree. So you might use your own 529 plan that you thought someone else was going to use that you intended it for. You can use it yourself. Another idea, too, we like to bring out new ideas, is you can always superfund a 529 plan. So superfunding means you could take up to $70,000 in 1 year, basically roll up 5 years of contributions, like Kyle was talking about, $14,000 a year, and you can superfund it in one single year. So for a lot of people trying to get money out of their estate for estate planning purposes, that's another idea that we want to leave you with.
It's almost like a catch-up for college. Is that kind of what you're...
Exactly. And I mean, we talked about the Coverdell. You can only put away $2,000 as long as your income can support that. But a 529 plan, you know, a lot of people are looking at how can I best reduce my estate? And because they're getting closer to, hey, I don't need my money. What should I do with it? I don't want to have any federal estate complications. So being able to utilize these vehicles, a person can directly take a chunk of money out of their estate, because once it is designated into one of these types of accounts, it does become a completed gift. So keep those in mind, because I know some of our listeners have perhaps required minimum distributions that have to come out, and they're like, I don't really need the money. What should I do with it? And this would be one way to perhaps divert some of that.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Back when I was younger, I used to watch daytime game shows, which I kind of miss. But I do remember seeing a lot of pitches for life insurance. And one of the things they talk about is cash value and taking loans. those type of things as options as well. Is that something that that could be applied here?
You could, and people do that. Mm. They have life insurance policies. They borrow from their life insurance policy that has a lot of cash value, and then they will pay, sometimes refund the life insurance as they're paying for more additional life insurance along the way. So I've known several people that have done that. I'm not necessarily saying we're advocates of that, but it's definitely an option out there. People sometimes take money from Roth IRAs in order to do this as well. Tuition bills, as these kids are coming out of college, the average student usually has $30,000 worth of college debt. Mm. So whatever parents and grandparents can do to make that sting a little less is probably a good thing.
And it's important to talk with somebody like you guys at Kloss Financial about putting these plans in place early on. And I know, Malia, one of the notes you sent over paints just kind of that great picture of, you know, kids graduating, your kid getting out of college debt-free, which for a lot of kids you talk to, that's a significant burden for them when they're kind of starting their own life. And you mentioned not living at home when they're 30. Some of them, part of the reason why they come back is they got a good job, but they've also got pretty substantial debts. Yeah, so meeting with somebody at Kloss and kind of putting together one of these plans early or as soon as you can is definitely a great benefit and really make life easier for everybody, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that we want to stress to our clients too, Sean, is that, you know, yeah, we would love to give that to a lot of people, or grandkids want to make sure, or grandparents want to make sure their grandkids get a good start in life, but we also don't want to sacrifice our own retirement. So Malia mentioned this in the beginning, you know, we don't want to put ourselves in jeopardy by, you know, stretching ourselves too thin or not being able to retire the way that we want to as well. So it's definitely a balancing act, and just sitting down with somebody early and getting the planning working on this, hopefully you can accomplish both goals with proper planning.
And it's real easy to do. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call at Kloss Financial. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get to know you, as CJ, who's out golfing today, likes to talk about, is that kick of the tires, that get to know you appointment. No cost. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number now, because it is time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the College Board, the average cost of tuition and fees for the 2016-2017 school years for public college was blank. First call with the correct answer, 608-442-5637, will win that $25 gift card for the Olive Garden. Again, that's Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison. The telephone number, 442-5637. Find them online at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Kyle, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week. Great talking to both of you.
You too.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.